difference in year one to year two? Think back to when you first walked in here as a rookie and now and where you are now.
The first thing I'd probably say is really the experience, you know, actually seeing it, you know, for the second time over now, being a part of meetings and learning things for the second time over. It allows me to get a greater and bigger understanding for it, you know, and really just understanding how much I need to prepare, you know, throughout this entire time, man. It's really been, I would say that's the biggest part of it, just understanding everything and taking it to the next step.
What have you learned so far from guys like Woodley and Tuck in terms of being a pass rusher or being an NFL player, things like that?
You know, I think I've learned more off the field than on, truthfully, you know, and it's really just about, you know, the things that you find are important, and you know, the things that you value and you take care of, and really how you personally go about, you know, your responsibilities day in and day out, and you know, if you take care of off the field, you know, I mean, if you're a good football player, like, you're not worried about playing football, because football is not the hard part. If you can manage and maintain everything else around that, football becomes so simple. You can only turn to be great, not good at it. So that's what I try to take from those guys, just what they do, all the little things, the little details that that they hone in on, and that makes them who they are.
Is it a matter of stuff that they tell you, or is it just watching how they go about their job?
Really both, man. Because you see the detail that they take in their craft with themselves and how they approach it when they get out there on the field. You know, and that's what I try to do every day.
What do you think about the potential of this pass rush? Seems like there's so many guys that can get after the quarterback now.
The thing about it is you don't know literally where it can come from at this point. You know, we have guys that are capable of making a play, whether it be blitzing, whether it be in coverage, whether it be in anything, and that's a good part about it. We've got guys that are successful at doing that. And, you know, it's just a work in progress to continue to make sure we can, you know, have that ready by week one.
Khalil Mack comes in pretty much in some ways where you were last year. He's just starting out, you know, but lots expected of him, as a lot was expected of you. What have been your observations of him, and what have you tried to, you know, give him the benefit of your 1 year of experience and where you were at this point last year?
Yeah, you know, we're out there, we're all a big team, you know what I mean? As a linebacker unit, it's very personal. You know, you take care of your linebackers, and you know, I try to give him as many tips and pointers as I can, you know, because like I said, I was in the same position he was last year. But the thing is, he's a good athlete, man, and he's a good kid, he's a smart dude, and you know, we're all in here working together, and you know, the more people you can get on board, you know, the more things we can do.
Have you gotten a sense of the explosiveness he has and such, or do you have to wait till you put pads on to see what?
I mean, you can see people's raw ability and talent, you know what I mean? But the thing is, you know, right now it's more about learning right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we put the pads on, then we can do that. But the biggest part is really about learning and really honing in on your craft and understanding the playbook. And he's doing a good job as well as everybody. So just got to keep it up.
DA's always talked about he likes the versatility amongst the players. And you, Les, you're playing on the strong side. How comfortable are you if you had to switch over to the weak side?
I mean, I did this in college. You know, I started out as a Will and then moved to Sam, where the Sam was an outside linebacker and like a down free safety, you know. And, you know, moving from Sam to Will here again, it's nothing that, you know, is abnormal. You know, I just try to use my versatility and continue to show, you know, our coaches and the team and my teammates, you know, I could do anything on the field, and you know, I want to continue to work at it, no matter what position.
Tight end was one of the few positions here that they didn't really address in the offseason. They're going with some of the young guys they got here. At your position at linebacker, you have to guard some of those guys in practice every day. Curious what you see in that position group, and do you see, and Matt Schaub's a guy that likes to go to tight ends. Could you see one of those guys coming up with a big year?
Yeah, man. The thing is, we have so many good tight ends, you know what I mean? We have Nick Costa, we got Michael Rivera, we got Osbury, like, you know what I mean? We've got Brian Leonard, you know, we've got guys that are really multiple, you know. David is big, he's fast, he runs like a wide receiver, and he can block. And, you know, Michael's the same way, man. He's a strong for, you know, people don't think he's strong, but he's actually really strong. And he's crisp on his route running, and he's very precise, man. You got to respect these guys when they go out there. And they're only going to make us better and be able to lock down other tight ends.
You think of Schaub so far as being the leader of the team?
Matty Ice. Mm-hmm. Matty Ice. Matt is a cool guy, man. I talk to him a lot. And, I really enjoy working with him, man, because he makes me work hard at linebacker. And, it's just fun to be around guys who are that competitive on the other side of the ball. And really, they're working as hard as you are, if not more, to create the right environment. And as a defensive guy, you respect it. And, I try to learn from him, too. You know, I was asking him questions today just about, what goes through the offensive side, what goes through an offensive player's mind. And, what I'm trying to do on defense so I can get a better understanding of what I need to do, So, he's a great teacher. He's a great leader, man. I'm enjoying
it. Charles said that with these added veterans that even the practice might be a little bit more intense and more focused, more purposeful. Do you feel that? Are you feeling it like it's a little different?
100%, man, because the thing about it is you have a lot of great players. And it doesn't matter where you are. When there's a lot of great people around you, you have to up your scale and up what you're able to do and what you want to do, and you want to be great as well. And, so the level of expectation, the bar is high, and you have to live up to that. And there's no exceptions but that.
Have they told you, hey, like, we'd like to see you at that Will spot, or are you going to kind of be going back and forth? Have they defined your role?
Right now I'm doing what I'm asked to do, really play the Will spot right now, learning, and really taking it day by day, because the good thing that I have on my side now is, I was able to play Sam last year, and if I learn how to play Will this year, I can play any of them, because now my goal is not to be, just a linebacker, it's to be like the best linebacker there is. So the more that I can do, the more that I can learn. And the faster that I can learn it, and the faster that I can produce and be a part of something, then we have a situation.
A lot of old rookies come in saying that they realize that they have to, prepare at a different level to be at the NFL. But they're saying it, and there's actually going through it. And after you went through it, how much different was it than you thought it would be? I mean, in terms of
the total thing. The biggest thing that I learned is that as good as I want to be at football. Is as good as I'm going to be at life. Is as good as I'm going to be responsible off the field. As good as I'm going to take care of my home that I live in. As good as I'm going to treat my family, my teammates, the people around me. As good as much time and effort that I put into myself is going to correlate to what I do on the field. And if I take the time out to make sure that I'm on top of everything in a detailed manner, you know what I mean? When it comes to football, I'm going to approach football in a detailed manner and do the same thing, because I'm not going to – it's going to become a cycle. It's going to become what's the norm. And when you look at great players, that's how they stay great for so long, because of the consistency of to be able to do the right things for an extended period of time.
When guys like Tucker Woodley come in, do you approach them or do you wait for them to come and seek you out, or how does that work?
I bother those guys before they get a chance. They know it. Every opportunity, I'm doing a hand slap drill with Tuck. I'm doing one with Antonio. I'm talking to Wood about his rushes. I'm talking to Seawood. It doesn't matter if we're on the field, off the field. You know what I mean? I'm talking to Nick Roach today. I even go to Nick's house. Nick has been one of those guys for me that's been like a big brother and like a father figure type role. I've never had a father, and to hear a lot of the wisdom and guidance that he provides as a friend and as somebody who I really look at as family and a brother, it means a lot to you. And you carry it in a certain way, because now you see that there's people who are like family. You know what I mean? Tyvon, I've known Tyvon since before here, when we're in college together. And to have those guys around that really have your back and support you, man, it's not just about football, it's about family. Because when you go out there and you're playing a game and you know that the guy next to you is your brother and that he will do anything and give the shirt off your back, that adds something to what you want to do out there. You know what I mean? It makes you want to do everything for those other than yourself. because there's no payout for you. You know what I mean?